Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
All right, on that note, the Oklahoma City Thunder marched into Staples Center last night and put a 107-100 beat down on the LeBron James-less Los Angeles Lakers. Paul George, who got booed every time he touched the ball, was otherwise fantastic.
Oh, what a year he's having.
37 points, 4 steals, having a career year by far. Better than the pre-injury Paul George. And he just might. He's not quite there yet. But he could get himself in the MVP conversation
and especially,
later on. I don't think he'd win it, but he could get himself in the conversation.
Especially when you think about how poorly Westbrook is having a shooting slump. They're still winning, right?
Yeah. I don't think Westbrook's playing horribly. But yeah,
no, but I'm just saying a shooting slump. Right, because he had
still
a triple-double last night. Right.
He's averaging a triple-double.
Right. So I'm just saying, but he's shooting.
Yeah.
What was he last night?
He
4 for 20?
41%. 3 for 20.
3 for 20 last night. And God, and he needed that layup to help him get to double digits.
Before you start feeling yourself for your take, that was an injury depleted.
Who cares?
Lakers
team. The roster's there. You got to just play.
It doesn't matter.
I don't want to hear about that.
LeBron James is out. And then Rajon Rondo is out.
I don't care about all that.
And Kyle Kuzma gets hurt at halftime and doesn't play the second half. None of that matters,
right? It doesn't matter. You got to play who's on the floor.
But just don't act like it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
How does it not matter?
Because that has nothing to do with whether Paul George could score 37 points.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Because if LeBron James
or Kyle Kuzma
was there.
You don't know that. You're guessing. You do not know that.
No, of course we don't know. But
all right.
Don't act like that's not a factor in the outcome
of
the game.
The bottom line.
You're talking about the best player in the world.
And you already got your panties in a bunch over this take.
I don't wear panties. I wear boxers, dig it. Dig it? Boxers.
Here's my point. If you're a Laker fan, you had the right to boo Paul George last night. Because he's going to be the reason why the Lakers don't win a championship.
Stop it!
In the LeBron era. And hear me out.
See, if you had stopped it this year,
no,
I'm with you.
Not this year. And here's the reason why. Hear me out. First of all, the Lakers took him for granted. And let me tell you, people like to be pursued. Women, men, people in general. You want to feel like I'm wanted. And you thought Magic, Rob Pelinka, he's coming. He's been saying for 2 years he's coming, so we're not going to do anything. We'll just, even though there was an offer, a BS offer that they gave the Pacers, they knew that they wouldn't accept. So they said, okay, fine. We'll just hold on to our pieces, and we'll wait for him to come. Because, of course, he wants to play for the Lakers. This is one of the all-time great franchises, not in the NBA, in the history of sports in this country. Hold on. Be quiet, Chris Broussard. This is my stage today. And then everybody laughed at OKC.
They're dumb. Why would you give up players for him? He's going to the Lakers. He told everybody he's going to the Lakers. Why would you do that? You're dumb.
He goes to OKC. He loves Westbrook. He loves the atmosphere. He loves the ribs. He loves everything about that town.
The Ponderosa downtown.
Stop it. That's right. With a coupon. He loves it. And then LeBron James comes. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here's our number two player that we need.
Number two?
Yeah.
What do you mean number two?
No, I said LeBron, and then they think they're getting Paul George.
Okay.
They're number two. Okay. Not only is he not interested in coming, he won't even take a meeting with Magic Johnson, one of the all-time great figures in this country, this league, everything. He won't even have a cup of coffee and a sweet roll with Magic. No thank you, sir. I'm not interested in L.A., the Lakers, King James. I'm not interested in any of that. No, stop. And here's how. So, if you have that Paul George that we saw last night and playing his best basketball on this team right now, the Lakers would be in a real contention to run at the Warriors and be a real force in the Western Conference. They're not. It's fraudulent right now. I don't care what their record is. Right now, they're on pace to win 42 games. That's what they're on pace for. Stop.
Is that true?
Hold on. Yeah, they're on pace for that. Here's the other part.
I don't think so.
Not only doesn't he not come. So this is what he cost the Lakers and why they won't win a championship. Had he come, they would have been able to keep their young core that they got from those five losing seasons, right? The core players. They would have been able to do that. But instead, they couldn't do it. So now, not only did he not come to be LeBron's number two guy, now for the Lakers to even get a number two guy, they're going to have to make a trade and trade some of those guys, those pieces that they thought they were going to hold on. And then when they go through the 4 years and LeBron doesn't win a championship with this squad, then they won't have those young pieces when LeBron is done. He has officially become the king killer. That is one Paul George. The Lakers will not, N-O-T, win a championship, and Paul George is the reason why.
Are you done? Are you done?
Oh, Rob.
You're so proud of yourself for your little take, and you think you did a little research. They're going to have to lose the supporting cast. First of all, there's so much to get into. But let me just say this. Let me give Paul George props for doing what he wanted to do. Do what made you happy. I'm happy for him. And what I like about what he did is he said, you know what? I'm betting on me. I'm betting on me and Russ. I don't have to just go and join the best player in the world.
I love guys like that.
I'm betting on me and Russ, and I like that. Okay, so that's fine. PG-13 did his thing. However, while on a personal note, he made the right decision for himself to make him happy, from a basketball and a business perspective, he made a mistake. He should have gone to the Los Angeles Lakers, where he could have a great chance to win a championship, if not this year, then certainly next year. He becomes one of the great Lakers. Now, he's not going to be on Magic's level, Kobe, Shaq, Kareem, LeBron, but he would have been a historic Laker along the lines of a Pau Gasol. But he's more colorful. He's a more charismatic, energetic player. His game is more exciting than Pau's. So he would have probably been even more popular than Pau Gasol. So business ventures would have flown his way.
He's a basketball player.
He would have become, he would have had so many other opportunities around the league. He would be being talked about. Like Kevin Garnett told Anthony Davis, when Garnett, he loved Minnesota. He didn't want to leave Minnesota, but he wasn't winning in Minnesota. He wasn't getting even to the playoffs for the most part in Minnesota.
They went to the Western Conference Finals with Flip Saunders.
Yeah, but for several years after that, they missed the playoffs. When he went grudgingly to the Boston Celtics, he was the talk of the league. Him, Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, they won a championship, and he loved it. It's something about being in the mix every single year. And Paul George, had he come to the Lakers, joined LeBron James, he would have been in the mix every single year. Now, you're not winning a championship.
You don't know that, Chris.
I do know that. That Oklahoma
City team is not
winning
a championship. You said the 2004 Pistons weren't going to beat the Lakers. You were wrong. You don't know that.
First of all, that was 15 years ago.
I don't care. I don't care. Well, you were wrong on that prediction. I watched you back then on ESPN you were wrong.
You're going to sit here and tell me that Oklahoma City team that couldn't win a championship with Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant is going to win one with Paul George and Russell Westbrook?
You have no idea what's going to happen in the Western Conference. You just don't know yet. You don't know if a player is going to join them. But
they're
you can't say that they're not going to win. I know one thing.
They're not winning.
That the Lakers aren't going to win.
He would have had a better chance. And you're going to sit here and tell me he would not have had a better chance playing with LeBron James to win the championship.
But it tells you all you need to know. He didn't want to play with LeBron, just like most people. That's why I'm telling you they won't win, because they won't be able to get a guy. And I'm telling you again, Chris.
Well, we're going to get into that, because you know who they're getting.
They're not.
They're going to get Anthony
Davis. Not. And they're
go
not.
Go ahead and hate.
Stop it. I'm
drink
not
your
hating.
Haterade. You are. They're getting Anthony Davis.
You don't know that.
It's clear cut. It's written on the wall. We
they've
all
been saying
see
that. They said that they were going to get Paul George. Everybody that they bring up that they were going to get didn't come through. Kawhi Leonard, oh yeah. Hey, San Antonio might as well just trade him to the Lakers, because that's where he's going anyway.
Let me say something.
Did that happen, Chris?
Let me
you
say
predict
something
that too?
Quickly. Let me say something, because you're sitting here talking about, like, acting like it's a nightmare to play with LeBron James.
Ask Chris Bosh. Nobody even knows
you know
who
what
he is now.
Let me ask Kyrie Irving, who got to play on the biggest stage in the world.
Chris Bosh is a forgotten man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me finish this. Chris Bosh and Kevin Love.
Who?
Are going to likely be in the Hall of Fame because they played with LeBron James. Why is Chris Bosh even still relevant today?
Everybody.
Because he won championships with LeBron. If he had played in Toronto for 11 years.
You don't know
and
that.
And made the All-Star game every year. And gone out in the first round or not even made the playoffs some years. Would he still be relevant right now?
Yes.
No.
You know why?
No, he wouldn't.
You know why? Because Tracy McGrady made it on those same
Tracy
stats that
McGrady
you just gave
was
up.
Five times better
Tracy
than Chris
McGrady. McGrady got out of the first round one time in his career.
I don't
career.
Care. I don't care. There's not
no,
a
you
person.
Just said it. You there, just brought it up that he about the playoffs.
There is not a person.
You just said it. He made the
Tracy
Hall of Fame.
McGrady's game.
I'm talking about his performance and what he did in the postseason was garbage.
Really?
And he's in
look
the Hall of
stats.
Fame.
Look at his stats.
I'm telling
before you.
You
call it garbage.
Well, his postseason. His postseason.
Tracy McGrady.
I'm telling him.
Let me finish. Watching him. He was five times the player Chris Bosh was. And
that's
Chris
not
Bosh
my
is
point.
A good
you brought up the postseason.
But that's why we love Tracy McGrady, because he was so much better. His game. He was a top five player in the league for 5 years.
Did he get out one time in the first round? I don't think he got out one time.
I'm cutting you off.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, let's move to the NFL, where the Antonio Brown Pittsburgh Steelers saga still remains hot, and it's going to remain hot for a long time. But there's an interesting,
you know why? Because it's personal now.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Am I right?
You're right.
It's personal.
No
now.
Question.
This is not just about playing the game. It's personal.
It's definitely personal. I mean, the way he kind of Antonio Brown was. On Instagram with James Harrison. James Harrison, one of the most outspoken critics of Mike Tomlin. And Antonio Brown goes on Instagram with Harrison during Mike Tomlin's press conference yesterday. So that was definitely a slap in the face. So as you said, it is personal.
It is.
And it's also become personal between another former Pittsburgh Steeler, Ryan Clark, who's an analyst on ESPN. He played with both Harrison he played with Harrison and Antonio Brown.
And we also, I know
we work with him.
Yeah,
I like
because
Brown.
We if I remember correct, when he first started, we broke him in on First Take, and he used to work with us in the beginning, and now he's moved on to, you know, being an NFL analyst and whatnot.
He's doing good stuff too, but he has not held his tongue about Antonio Brown, and here's what he had to say.
Antonio Brown is walking past the weight room in training camp. Uh-huh. And right now we hear that Mike Wallace has turned down his deal. Antonio's going into his third year. You hear that Mike Wallace has turned down his deal. And I knew already that they were going to offer Antonio. And he's walking past, and I turn to the strength coach, and I say, when you give him money, you're going to create a monster. That day in practice, Antonio and I almost get into a fight because he's saying things to Coach LeBeau. He's screaming at Coach LeBeau, screaming at us defensively, don't touch me, I'm the franchise, this and that. Because he already had that mindset, and now with success, with money, these things come. And you hear more about him, some things that we don't need to bring up now, but when it comes to just being a good teammate, when it comes to just being supportive, to understanding that you're trying to achieve one goal, that doesn't matter to him. What matters to him is 19 attempts, 14 catches, 185 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Saints. That's what's important to Antonio Brown.
And Antonio Brown responded on Instagram calling Ryan Clark and Uncle Tom, which is just about the worst thing you can say to an African-American man.
No doubt.
or person basically means you're a sellout.
You're a sellout, and basically you speak for the man. You rip that. You know, you're ripping on other black people for
right,
the man.
Right.
That's what you are. You're a sellout, Uncle Tom.
So that's what he called you don't Ryan hear, Clark.
You don't want to be called that.
And D'Angelo Williams, he had some criticism of Ryan Clark as well. Rob G., why don't you read the tweet that D'Angelo put out?
Yeah, from former Steelers running back D'Angelo Williams says, "Hey, at real Ryan Clark, you do know sharing personal stories from your playing days from the locker room and your title with being a professional journalist is a conflict of interest. You know how as a player, and I have no experience like you with both sides, guys are going to be at your neck for what you said." End quote.
Interesting. Now, here, what's your take?
Here's my take. I understand this is the slippery slope. As an analyst, you want players to be able to understand that they're no longer players. And if they have to criticize a person, they
because most there are many ex-players or coaches or front office people who will not be critical and those guys, about what's happening in the game.
And those guys normally don't last a long time because the problem is, if you're not going to shed any insight to it, what's the purpose of
exactly
having you? Okay,
right,
so
right.
I get that.
That's what we want. We're bringing you on as a former player,
right?
Because
you've been
where
in there.
We're not
right, right.
You can tell us what it's like to be in the locker room.
But you're not a reporter, and that's the problem. Sometimes they dress up guys and act like they're reporters,
right,
interviewing other athletes. They're not reporters. They haven't been trained.
Right.
Someone's handed you a sheet, and you're asking some questions, and none of them are hard, Chris,
right,
because they wouldn't do the interview. So they portray this act like they're reporters. Here's the problem I have and with the Ryan Clark story. That Ryan Clark story is like him taking a personal shot at somebody. That's not real insight. From this standpoint. What would you say, Chris, if somebody, you're about to get your payday in the NFL, and you're telling some other guy, don't pay him, he's going to be a monster. That ain't something you're going to react to nicely. That's a personal shot against you.
He said that when he was a player.
No, but I'm saying, but you're still ripping on me.
You saying he shouldn't have said that as a player?
No, but what,
when he was a player,
what,
he shouldn't
yes,
have said that?
Yes, what would be your reaction if I told Fox they're about to sign you to a big deal, and I say to your face in front of other people at Fox, don't give Chris Broussard that deal. You're going to create a monster. Would you be? How would you react to that? Is what I'm asking you.
Well,
that,
I'm saying? I'm not trying to choose sides between. I'm going to ask you a question, Ryan and Antonio. But what I will say is, Ryan Clark, I think, was thinking of it as we're trying to win. We're trying to win a game. We're trying to win a Super Bowl.
That story wasn't.
Let me finish. Okay. You asked me a question. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. And this guy's attitude is already bad. And if you give him more money, it's going to get even worse. And that can keep us from winning a Super Bowl. That's how I think he was coming at it.
You say
and you can
out
talk
in,
about
you
it.
You say it out in public in a locker
know,
room. He
on,
said it was in the locker
talk,
room.
Are you saying he shouldn't have said it, period, or he shouldn't have said it on ESPN to Scott Van Pelt?
No,
like
I'm
he just did?
I'm saying when he said it, what kind of reaction do you expect to get?
Well, they don't like each other. They almost
no,
got
I know
in a
that.
Fight.
But I'm saying, so and then he goes, well, we almost got into a fight on the field. Of course you almost got into a fight. You're talking about my business to other people in a locker room. If you got something to say to me, come to my face. He said it to the strength and conditioning coach, and he said it out loud.
That's not part of the story.
No, but it doesn't.
I'm fine if you don't like him saying
I'm
that.
I'm saying that doesn't show me the insight about if you told me about some situation or whatever where it was a game and he didn't care about the score because he had gotten his numbers. That story would give me more insight to he doesn't care about anything other than his numbers. That thing about him having an argument over you talking about him getting paid doesn't demonstrate to me that he's not about winning. That's what I'm talking about.
That's fine. To me, it does. It tells me how a teammate, a former teammate of Antonio Brown, saw him. Now, that's one teammate. Maybe the other guys or some of the other guys didn't feel that way. But as I think
don't
I don't think
him.
Ryan Clark did anything wrong. I think Ryan Clark, and I don't think he told, like to D'Angelo Williams' tweet, I don't think he told any state secrets. If it was a players-only meeting and he had been like, look, we had a players-only meeting and so-and-so went off on Antonio Brown and they almost got it. Now you're sharing secrets that weren't meant to leave the locker room. All he said was his own personal feelings at that time years ago, and he just used it to illustrate the point he was trying to make that in his mind, Antonio Brown is a selfish player. I think that's all he was doing.
I think there are plenty.
I thought he really gave a lot of insight.
I didn't get the insight from that. But I think sometimes you're in different circumstances. There are times when everything is not on the record.
But I don't think this was anything like that.
There is a time, and then you try to play the role of reporter after the fact. I think that's a. I'm just saying.
Ryan Clark's not saying he's a reporter. He's never claimed to be a reporter.
But that story there.
He's saying he's an analyst.
Let me see. He ripped him to his face in public, and he's telling you that he's selfish because you ripped on him for getting a contract.
That's not what he said. He said, I felt before the money even came. This is what Ryan Clark said. Watching Antonio Brown with the Pittsburgh Steelers during his time there, he felt he was a selfish guy. And he felt like when the money comes up, if they pay him, he's going to get even worse. And he's saying, this is what I'm talking about. A guy that doesn't show up to practice the week of your biggest game of the season.
It was an illustration. But what he said doesn't illustrate that, Chris. And what I'm
it
saying,
does.
No, it doesn't.
It just says that's how he felt. You're saying that Antonio Brown turned on Ryan Clark because Clark started talking about his money. Clark was saying before the money's even an issue, I thought this guy was a problem and the money would just exacerbate it.
That's a different comment than saying what he said in the locker room to somebody, to act as if you won't get a negative reaction when somebody says, don't pay that dude because he's only going to turn into a monster. How do you take that? And if you're going to say that, you don't say it in front of other people. You say that to his face. Now, if he told me the story that he thought he went to Antonio Brown and said, dude, you're selfish. You got your priorities wrong. I had a one-on-one with him, and we had a private conversation, and I said, blah, 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 blah. I buy that, Chris. But you're just ripping a guy in a locker room because he's about to get paid.
So what?
Okay, I'm just saying.
I mean, seriously, you act every guy in the life.
I'm just saying that wouldn't sit right with me.
Fine,
that's all I'm
but
saying.
If we work together and I think you're a prima donna, selfish, you're not going to help the company improve, you don't care about us, then you're free to say that.
But you wouldn't.
And now you got to answer the consequences. And he did. They almost got in a fight. Ryan Clark, though, is going on TV. He's not hiding from
anything.
He's saying what he wants to say.
I'm just saying.
I get where you're coming from. Players shouldn't talk about each other's money.
That's the only thing I've always said. It's my money. Why does that concern you?
Because it's a team game. If Ryan Clark is thinking, if we give this dude a certain amount of money, he is going to take away from the team with his attitude. That's what he was saying.
But did he take away with the production of what he's done?
How much winning have they done?
Well,
with
he had 15 touchdowns in 15 games.
Did they make the playoffs?
Yeah, but that ain't all
because
of him.
He wasn't even there for the most
important
game.
They won that game.
He wasn't there for the most important game. Telling me what he did last
no,
week wasn't
an
issue?
No, that's not what I said. It is an issue. But I'm just saying what Ryan Clark said and put out there, that didn't give me more insight to him.
I thought it was really good in that regard. But, you know, the issue, look.
There's people you work with, and I don't think you would go up to somebody at FS1 and be like, don't give him a show or pay him because he's this or that. You would never do that, Chris. You wouldn't do it.
There are people that do that.
But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it either.
There are people that do that, right. And you know what I'm talking about.
I wouldn't
about.
Do it.
There are people that do that. And, you know, I think also there's a difference because it's a team dynamic.
I get that.
You want guys on the team, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl, that have the right attitude.
If he told me that story, all I'm saying, and that was Brian Clark and AB, and he went up to him and said, hey, dude, I think you're way too selfish. And he told me some story that he sat him down after a game and he really felt that way. I would be like, okay, I get that. And his reaction was this or that. But you're, here's one of guys on the verge of getting paid, and you know how football is, right? You could get hurt on any play, and then you're going to say in front of other people, don't give that dude no money. He's going to be a monster. That I just don't understand. If I may be,
because he's
I would hate you
of the
too.
Team.
Well, I just think,
I mean, seriously.
I think that's out of bounds.
Look,
that's
get,
not your
I
place.
I get from some place. No, it is your place.
No,
if you care about the team,
he
if
wouldn't
you
say
think
that
if
about,
we sign this guy, it's going to hurt our team. That's what he is essentially saying.
I think he's out of place.
And
play.
If he got the guts to say it, then say it, because we're trying to win. My concern
I think
is
out
not
of place.
To line your pockets. Because your pockets going to get lined
But it's not
else.
Your money. You don't own the damn team.
All
Who are you,
was
Ryan
giving
Clark?
His opinion.
Who are you?
He was a starting defensive
you don't,
back
but you don't
to win
own
the Super
you don't own the team.
But he's free to give his
You're
opinion?
You're going to tell the team not to pay, who to pay and who not to
he
pay?
He can give his opinion.
Based on your, based on
yeah.
who you think?
Based, now, again, I'm not trying to say whether he's right or wrong. I'm just saying he has a free The freedom to say
you
what his
say,
opinion is.
I don't
is.
Think it's his place. That's my
Why
only
not?
Point. It's not. Who's Ryan Clark? You ain't the GM. You ain't dishing out the damn money. It ain't your money
All
to give
was
out.
Was his opinion.
It ain't your money.
And I like when dudes
Keep your opinion.
Have the guts to say what they feel.
To yourself.
And he had the guts to say it.
And, well,
and
how would he feel if when the people went up to him and said, why would you pay this guy? He gets burnt all the time or whatever
Maybe
it could have been.
Maybe somebody has. I mean, you did. Look, this is a man's game, man.
I get it.
I mean,
get
it ain't
it.
All kumbaya in the locker room.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying I think he's out of line.
All right. With your bad self.
Whatever. This is all saved
I'll
up.
Say, I have one a, thing I will I, say I, about I, D'Angelo Williams, though, is that, again, I don't think Ryan Clark was sharing any real, quote-unquote, state secrets. He was just saying his own personal feelings. He didn't say, yeah, when D'Angelo played on the team, he told me this about somebody.
No, you so, can't so, you, nah, you do that.
Right. He didn't do any of that. And I would say
if he did that, then
D'Angelo.
That was like when Shaq said, Kobe said, right. Shaq pays off his women.
What
do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I
that?
Get it. D'Angelo has to understand the full context. Now, you're saying, you're criticizing Ryan Clark for giving up information or time in the locker room conversations and all that on behalf of Antonio Brown, who Facebook lived your coach in a post game meeting. Just understand, all I'm saying is understand the context. That's not the right context.
That's not what I'm talking about.
No, I'm not going to that. Okay. You, I'm saying in response to D'Angelo right. Williams. And the tweet.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Shop talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
Yes, sir, it is Shop Talk. It's a segment in the show where we take a minute to take a look outside of the world of sports because we have other interests, as you know. And this week's topics come to us courtesy of The Atlantic. Now, I'm sure everybody here on this show, we're all adults, we know what a vasectomy is.
Ouch!
While there's new trend that's sweeping the country, supposedly, it's called a brosectomy. And what it is, basically, is where...
Is that when you cut off your friends?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's where a group of friends...
That's a good one. You missed that, Alex.
Go ahead.
A group
Alex,
of friends...
Alex just so used to not giving you
sleeping.
The rim shot.
All right, go ahead.
He's just like, Rob is never going to say anything that deserves a rim shot.
They have a buddy who's going to get a vasectomy. So what they'll do is they'll use it as an excuse to, number one, go out and have a guy's weekend, you know, to quote-unquote say goodbye to another one's manhood.
Oh.
And number two, as an act of solidarity, this is the weirdest part, at least one of the other friends will get a vasectomy with him just to let him know, like, hey, bro, we got your back.
Well, so, that's now he better be of
Damn,
age.
Damn, can you believe this?
Like a spa day?
Exactly. So right. Here's the question. What are your thoughts on the brosectomy?
Well, I think I'm the only one here who's actually had a vasectomy. And
are you all right?
I'm fine.
Okay.
Like Rob G, when we were talking about it before the show, you were talking about it like it was some traumatic experience.
It sounds scary.
You go in, they knocked me out with something, put me to sleep, and when I woke up, it was over. And it was, I was, you know, you for that day, you about a day or two, and you kind of, you know, sluggish, but it was fine. No problems whatsoever. So as far as the brosectomy, I take offense to saying you know you lost your manhood because I'm still all man.
Dang, Chris.
I was just about to say I don't see it as saying goodbye to your manhood. Right. I see it as you're saying goodbye to child support payments potentially. You know, I mean, you have more manhood now. You have more freedom, don't you?
You know
yeah,
what?
I mean, it was That's what I'm saying. It didn't. I didn't look at it as taking away your manhood.
See, you know what? I thought I was having one of those, but then I realized it was a moil, and he was.
Oh no!
Kawhi even thought that one was funny,
and he took off too much. I think.
Oh, no.
Kawhi even liked that one.
Sick.
That explains some things, right?
But I don't. I mean. It's just enough. Just go out with your buddies. Why has it got to be like a clip party? I don't understand.
Clip party.
Yeah. Just have a weekend with your buddies. It's got to be always around something, Rob. Why can't you just go
Rob
for the weekend?
Rob G needs that type of excuse to
get out
away
from
the house.
His wife.
Yeah, he can't just tell her, yo,
we're going to Vegas.
I'm
we're going to have
here.
A good
right.
weekend.
That's an extreme measure to get away from your wife,
now,
isn't
Rob,
it?
Well, wait, now, Rob, would you say that you and your buddies had, hey, I'm just going to go to Vegas and not tell them what you were really doing?
Hey, I'm going to come clean. How much time do we have? I'm going to come clean real quick.
We got a minute?
We used to have bachelor parties for me and my married friends for guys on our softball team who weren't getting married.
You have to explain it.
We would just have a bachelor party.
Just and to get away.
Just
you
to get away.
We'd tell
to our wives or our significant others that we're going to a bachelor party for a guy on the team. And there was nobody getting married.
That is
you just
fantastic.
Wanted to kick
I know, that's it. I'm being honest. Maybe that's why I'm not married now.
That was your version of the brosectomy.
The more we understand
right?
No, that's a good story.